You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Welcome back, everybody, to another hour of The Grace Curley Show. I am your guest host today, Caroline Levitt. And I will also be with Howie Carr on Friday at the Community Oven Pizzeria in Epping, New Hampshire. I've been there many a times. They've also delivered fresh hot pizzas to my home on the seacoast. It is definitely some of the best pizza on the seacoast. And you can still get a gift card to use at the remote this Friday or whenever you please. They are not just for the Community Oven Pizzerias, which are both in Epping and Hampton, New Hampshire. They are for several other restaurants throughout southern New Hampshire on the seacoast as well, serving up everything from barbecue to ice cream to, of course, pizza, calzones, subs. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store. If you want to call in today, you know the line, 844-500-4242. And we've had a couple of patient comrades on the line with us through the last break. If you weren't with us, we were having a very robust discussion about the boycotts taking place against Target, the MLB, Chick-fil-A, et cetera, et cetera. Tony, thanks for holding. I'm happy to take your call. You are live.
Caroline, it's always an honor to speak with you, Tony from Weymouth, and I don't want to go off topic. I want to make a comment about the topic. I just want to briefly mention that we are Salt Shore Patriots for Trump down here in Weymouth every Saturday from 9 to 1 on the Front Street overpass. All are welcome. Things are going really great. You know, we love President Trump and everything he stands for, so we're behind him 1,000%. Caroline, I want to talk about this topic, and really the way I sum it up is that we're getting away from the Judeo-Christian values that this country was founded on. This country was founded on in God we trust and one nation under God. Mm-hmm. And what is happening is we are being infiltrated by pure evil. And I don't even know another way I can put it, Caroline. You know?
Yeah, Tony, you're right. Mic drop. I thought you were going to keep going, but you dropped the mic and you're 100% right. We are moving, we have seen a seismic shift away from those values, the Judeo-Christian values, in God we trust, faith, family, freedom. I mean, our Constitution, if we just go through it amendment by amendment, is being violated every single day by our bloated, weaponized government. First Amendment rights hardly exist anymore. Second Amendment rights don't exist anymore in places like Chicago or here in Massachusetts, where it's hard to legally obtain a firearm. I want to get to what happened in Chicago over Memorial Day weekend. More than 40 people shot, 11 killed. Nobody's talking about it. We're going to get to that in a minute. 844-500-4242. Ed, you are live. This is Caroline Levitt.
It's the only place I can get a signal at the moment. I get a bad signal.
Well, I hear you, Ed. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Caroline. First of all, good luck to Grace. Life is about to change her.
That's
in a good
true.
Way.
That's true. Yes. Thanks, Ed.
These businesses are getting involved in social division. It won't last long, especially sports franchises. Would the Dodgers invite any group like that that mocked the Muslim religion, the Jewish religion, or ancestors of mine, the American Indian? You know.
Right. Yeah, that's some of the hypocrisy we pointed out and discussed earlier. If it were any other group, there would be uproar. They would have never invited them or given them this award. And on the contrary, if Anthony Bass was promoting, you know, an organization such as Black Lives Matter, for instance, on his personal Instagram, which we saw countless athletes do. LeBron James, some of the biggest names in sports, were fundraising and actively advocating for those political groups, and that was fine. But when they're advocating for conservative values, beliefs, Christian Catholic organizations, it's not fine. And they're being lambasted and in some cases fired, we've seen in corporate America. So there's definitely a double standard when it comes to that. But we the people have to keep standing up and letting these companies know legally and through the free market that we're not going to stand for this. And we have the power to do it. So we should remain strong and do that. 844-500-4242. Because somebody brought it up, I want to talk about what happened in Chicago over the weekend, because it just feels like nobody else is in America. I've been watching the news. Yeah, exactly. Cricket. About the fact that 41 people were shot in Chicago over Memorial Day weekend. 11 people were killed. Two 2-year-olds were two of the victims in these shootings. It was the most deadly Memorial Day weekend in 8 years. I recall when I was working at the White House 2 summers ago, so the summer of 2020, the infamous summer of love, as CNN and the hacks and the liberal media called it, there was a deadly Memorial Day weekend then as well, under the derelict Lori Lightfoot, who thankfully is no longer in power, but their new mayor there, who followed her, is not much better. Johnson, he's not doing a very good job at all. He's a activist, anti-police activist, who is going to be even more detrimental to the city. But I remember when I was working in the White House, there were tens of people killed over Memorial Day weekend, and Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany at the time, she brought that to the press's attention the Tuesday after Memorial Day and said, hey, I don't see any of you reporting on this news. She talked about the victims. She talked about some of the victims that happened to be members of the law enforcement community. Not one question from the White House press corps on the deadly shootings in Chicago. And here we are a few years later, and their bias is ever more present. Nobody is talking about this. Al Sharpton, Ben Crump, haven't heard from them about how much Black Lives Matter when more than 41 people were shot. 11 were killed. Majority of them were African-American. Kamala Harris, she's nowhere to be seen. The Wall Street Journal headline is pretty sad but true, and it sums it up. Another shoot 'em up Memorial Day weekend in Chicago. It was Memorial Day weekend as usual in Chicago, as its citizens celebrated by shooting at least 41 of their fellow neighbors and killing 11. The country shrugged because, well, this is Chicago, and if the new mayor doesn't care, why should anyone else? It's sad that they're writing it in this tone, but it's the truth, right? Nobody gives a crap. But there was a clever irony in one of the local news reports about these shootings. Local news has to cover it, right? Local news, usually you can get at least somewhat of what's happening in your community, unlike the major cable networks. But Fox 32 in Chicago, they did a story on a local shooting, and listen to this audio and you tell me if you can hear just the irony of all of it. Jared, cut 5.
2 men are charged after trying to steal someone's car in West Lawn. 21-year-old Anton Cheeks and 18-year-old Travell Kadir Deal are accused of trying to take a car at gunpoint on Sunday. But the victim was a FOID and concealed carry holder and shot the 21-year-old in the thigh. No one else was hurt.
Did you hear that? Did you guys hear that? But the victim was a concealed carry holder and shot the shooter. It's a minor detail, but it points out a major hypocrisy of the mainstream media and these Democrat politicians who run places like Chicago, where shootings happen so often. This victim happened to be someone who was licensed to carry, had a firearm on him to defend himself and protect himself. And so thankfully, he survived. I'm sure the other 41 people who were shot and were not concealed carry holders, because it's so dang hard to be able to do that in Chicago. This guy must have been a former military or something if he went through all the hoops, jumped through all the hoops to get his license to carry. But I'm sure the 41 others who were shot this weekend, the 11 who certainly were killed, wish that they had the opportunity to defend themselves as well. But in places like Chicago, where these Democrats are running wild, they want to restrict that right. But then the local news points it out, and I thought the irony of that would be worth sharing. 844-500-4242. David, you are live. This is Caroline Leavitt.
Thanks, Caroline. Caroline, I just want to talk a little bit about just the Dodgers, how they allow those men dressed as nuns to come into the ballpark.
Yeah.
And it's a mockery. It's a mockery of the nuns. If they're also, if you look at their headdresses, it looks very much like the imam headdresses from the Muslim religion. So they're allowing these guys to mock women like Mother Teresa, who dedicated her whole life to the poor and to the and to the dying. Mother Angelica from EWT, and how about Sister Didi, who was a doctor in the military for 37 years in a Washington, D.C.
Right.
She's still active. They call her the Mother Teresa of D.C., and then the Sisters of Charity, the Obama administration went after. Their whole lives have been dedicated at their own expense to helping the poorest of the poor, the black, the Hispanic, the whites that are poor. And now the Dodgers, the multi-million-dollar players, the organization, they're making millions of dollars. They're going to allow these clowns to come in and mock Catholics, mock Muslims with their stupid headdresses. It's just, you know, I don't know if it just the past week or so, there's a sister, Wilhelmina from Missouri. They just discovered her body, took it out of the tomb. She's a black nun, dedicated her whole life to the poor. And they found her body in the couch is incorrupt. Her body is found completely intact and didn't rot. And that's usually a sign of sainthood. So the Dodgers are mocking these holy and good women.
Mm.
They're mocking the Muslim religion. And it's wrong.
Yeah.
It's wrong. The Hispanics in California should be up in arms against it. And not only that, the Dodgers, baseball is really hurting because kids don't like baseball because it's slow going. The Dodgers have made a big mistake here. And Major League Baseball and the Boston Red Sox also should speaking out against this because Black
yes.
Lives Matter was founded by communists, old Marxist communists. And Ted Williams, the greatest hitter in the history of baseball, was shot down in Korea by Marxist communists, almost killed.
Mm-hmm.
So he fought 5 years against these Marxist communists. So
yeah.
Major League Baseball's got to wake up. They got to wake up big time because these people are vicious.
David, I totally agree with you, and thank you for your passion, and you bring up some great points. And I would hope to see and pray to see that another organization within the MLB will have the courage to stand up, and maybe they can give an award to some of the great people or the organizations that you were just pointing out that actually do great community work in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Christianity, in the name of Catholicism. That would be worthwhile, and I bet you they'll see their ticket sales and their merch sales and their viewership, if a team does that, go through the roof, because we're seeing when corporations and organizations take the opposite approach, they're plummeting, and we need to continue to ensure that happens. 844-500-4242. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Caroline Leavitt filling in today for Grace Curley. And 48 hours from now, I will be with the great Howie Carr at the Community Oven Pizza in Epping. We hope to see you there. It will be a great live show, a beautiful summer day on a Friday. So come on up to Epping and join us. We have a poll question today that's getting the lines full, 844-500-4242, if you'd like to chime in to the conversation about boycotts in America. And today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. Jared, how's our poll question doing today?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at gracecurlyshow.com, is which of these would be the hardest for you to boycott? Bud Light, Target, MLB, or Chick-fil-A?
For me, it's got to be Chick-fil-A. Can't get a good chicken sandwich anywhere there, it feels like. But what do our viewers think?
62% say Chick-fil-A, 20% for MLB, 14% for Target, and 4% for Bud Light.
So Chick-fil-A and MLB, two great American pastimes,
right?
That we can no longer indulge in and enjoy. Baseball was America's game. Chick-fil-A, America's fast food chain. And now, has McDonald's, have they gone woke?
I'm sure they have at some point, but I can't think of anything that jumped out at you to boycott over.
I haven't seen much from McDonald's. We'll have to look into that, because I was just watching those How It's Made, like American history shows. And I was watching recently about the story of McDonald's and the history of McDonald's. And it's a really remarkable story. And it's a great American company, but they're all going down the tubes, Jared. Are you a McDonald's guy?
I enjoy all of them. I don't have a preference, really, in the burger places. I kind of have a rotation around them. Yeah.
Which ones you hit up?
Yeah. So it'll, you know, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Five Guys, I like all of them.
Yeah.
So I'll sort of go on a rotation. I mean, nothing beats the, you know, Burger Perfection flight from Omaha Steaks. I mean, let's be real.
But if
I don't have a grill in front of me, or if I'm driving, you know, we work odd hours here.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, especially lately with Grace and Taylor both having babies, it's been long hours. Yeah. So, you know, sometimes you just have to sacrifice and hit the drive-thru around here and there. And yeah, I'll do, you know, if I do once a week, I'll just be like, oh, last time I went to McDonald's, this time I'll do Burger King. And this time I'll do Wendy's.
You got to switch it up.
Yeah, variety, you know, it's a spice of life.
I have never eaten more fast food than when I ran for office. Like anyone who wants to have a good routine in life and eat healthy and exercise, do not run for political office, because it throws you off. And I eat more McDonald's than I am proud to admit. So I've spent the last several months since the election hitting the gym to work it off. But anyway, interesting poll question today. Lots of discussion. 844-500-4242. And speaking of McDonald's, somebody is hopping into the presidential race on Tuesday. And his name is Chris Christie. Chris Christie is expected
to... Science has shown that body type is not a connection to if you're healthy or unhealthy.
Chris Christie, the former governor of New Jersey, former advisor to President Trump, before he turned on Trump, and continues to say there was no fraud in the 2020 election. I'm sure many of you disagree with that. I certainly disagree with that. But nevertheless, Chris Christie looked in the mirror and told himself he's going to run, not for his health, but for his political ambition. And he's doing it. He's announcing Tuesday in New Hampshire, at my alma mater, St. Anselm College. Axios reporting that Christie is a former close Trump ally who now calls the former president a coward and a puppet of Putin. How interesting is that attack? A puppet of Putin. Pretty sure Russia was at bay just a few short years ago. They didn't invade Ukraine like they did under Sleepy Joe. And Christie has pledged to never support Trump again. I'm not sure how he plans to fare in a Republican primary in which President Trump continues to lead by 40 points, but best of luck, Chris Christie. You're going to need it. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
This is Caroline Levitt taking over for Grace Curley for the next half hour of the show. Howie Carr will be taking over at 2 o'clock. At 1:50, we're going to be joined by a special guest, the general manager of the Community Oven Pizza in Epping. He's going to be talking about our live show on Friday, and you can still get your gift card for it at HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. 844-500-4242. Baxter, thank you for your patience. You're live on the line. This is Caroline Levitt.
Hi, Caroline. Last time I saw you was the night before the election at the town hall. My wife and I were in the shake line with the blue navy hoodies. It's good to talk to you again.
Oh, thanks so much for the support. I appreciate it.
The Sisters of whatever that's called there, I just wanted to say that why don't they show some real, testicular fortitude and dress up as Muslims and do a nice...
Baxter, I'm sorry, but you've been cut. We feel as though your comments were going nowhere. 844-500-4242. I want to switch gears a little bit. We spent a lot of time today talking about the Dodgers, the Targets, the Chick-fil-A's. We know what to do. We know we need to boycott. Let's show these companies that they can't continue to push this stuff down our throats. Switching gears to 2024, because the race is heating up. It's the field has gotten bigger. The Republican primary field has gotten larger since the last time I filled in for Grace and took over the mic. Chris Christie announcing he'll be joining on Tuesday. Tim Scott is in the race, which is making for an interesting competition now in the state of South Carolina, where you have Nikki Haley, who is desperately trying to cling on to any support anywhere, including in her home state. So now she and Tim are splitting the deck at the bottom of the barrel when it comes to polling. I believe President Trump still has a more than 30-point lead in South Carolina, as he does in Iowa, where Governor DeSantis is campaigning today. And tomorrow, Governor DeSantis will be in New Hampshire. Tomorrow, Donald Trump will be in Iowa. We are really in the thick of a presidential primary once again, Jared. It has begun.
Seems like we're still getting out of the last one.
I know, right?
It's funny because I remember, growing up, it was obviously there were elections. The schedule hasn't changed, but every 4 years, elections were a big deal. That was that was kind of it. Now it seems like every year and every month is part of some type of election cycle. That's the most important election of our time, and you can't separate one from the other. And
it's constant.
It's like it never stops.
It doesn't stop. And one of the most daunting things that I was told when I was a candidate for Congress last year was, as soon as you get elected, your next election begins. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's literally never ending, especially when it comes to fundraising. These candidates, they're always needing money. They're always asking for money. But we're in the thick of it. And this race is definitely bound to get interesting. However, I firmly believe President Trump will continue to prevail. I have some new polling from today that's in front of me. Morning Consult and NBC. And it's interesting polling because it's on the issue-specific polling. Who do you think would do a better job handling the economy, immigration, foreign policy, protecting Medicare and Social Security, crime as well? Both polls have President Trump significantly ahead of Ron DeSantis. The Economy, Morning Consult, NBC. Morning Consult has him plus 52, 71 to 19. NBC, same thing. On the Economy, Donald Trump, 61. Ron DeSantis, 13. Foreign policy, Trump, 59. DeSantis, 15, et cetera, et cetera. So Governor DeSantis has a lot of ground to break if he wants to beat Donald Trump. But I think it's interesting, since his announcement, he hasn't really attacked him directly. His speech in Iowa last night, Fox News took it, I was watching, didn't go after the guy. And if you want to beat the top dog, you have to go after the top dog. And all of these candidates, other than Chris Christie, I guess, right? He's really the only one who is outwardly attacking Donald Trump. Whether it be policy, personality, nobody else is really taking shots at him. And they're going to have to if they want to beef up their poll numbers. And when it comes to policy, too, there's something I want to talk about because this was news yesterday. And a lot of people say, Trump, he's so stuck on 2020 and he's focused on the past. He has no vision for the future. That's what the media is telling you, okay? That's what you're hearing from the cable networks. That's what you're hearing, especially from the Democrats. That's their talking points. And that's also become the talking points of the Republican establishment, who we know don't want President Trump to win. They're in DeSantis's camp now. They don't want him. They don't want him back in that White House. And it's just not true. In fact, he's released more than 140 policy proposal videos. No other candidate has done this, of new policy. not just old stuff that he's talked about in the past, but actual new, tangible policy, new ideas. And I think one of the complaints of the GOP largely has always been, well, what do we stand for, right? The Democrats are always coming up with new, innovative stuff. We don't agree, agree with it. But the Republicans have failed on that front. And Donald Trump yesterday and today had come out with two interesting policy proposals. In the past, he said recently he will activate, using state, federal, local resources, the largest deportation operation in American history. That sounds pretty nice to me, especially with this invasion we've had of more than 6 million illegal people. We're talking about 2024, the race heating up, 844-500-4242. And just yesterday, President Trump pledged an executive order on day one of his presidency to end birthright citizenship for illegal aliens and birth tourism. From the horse's mouth himself, President Trump says Joe Biden has launched an illegal foreign invasion of our country, allowing a record number of illegal aliens to storm across our borders from all over the world. They are coming under Biden's policies. Even though these millions of illegal border crossers entered the country unlawfully, all of their future children will become automatic U.S. citizens. Can you imagine, he says, they'll be eligible for welfare, taxpayer-funded health care, the right to vote, chain migration, and countless other government benefits, many of which will also profit the illegal alien parents. This policy is a reward for breaking the law of the United States and is obviously a magnet helping draw the flood of illegals across our borders. They come by the millions and millions and millions. And he's right. And a key part of this statement is the right to vote. That's the intention with these open border policies with this invasion. More than 6.5 million new people. That is a massive new voting block for the Democrat Party. That's why they're doing it. They know how to close the border. They're lying to us. They're gaslighting us, saying the border is secure. We believe our own eyes. We've seen the images of thousands of people being trafficked a day. The drug cartels are more powerful and profitable than ever. We know what we see, and it's not ignorance. It's purposeful. It's a purposeful deterioration of our legal immigration system, our borders. They want people to come here so they can have a new voting block to go to. And President Trump, so far that I've seen, is the only one that has said, we're going to end birthright citizenship and we are going to implement a mass deportation operation of all those who are coming here, mooching off the system, making you and me pay for it. 844-500-4242. Let's go to Mary. Mary, you are live. This is Caroline Levitt.
Hello. Did you say Mary?
Yes, I did. Hey, Mary, you're on.
Oh, okay. Thank you. On one of the other talk radio shows on WRKO, I heard recently that a lot of these social pressures that are coming down from these big corporations, it's a directive basically from the World Economic Forum. Mm-hmm. They are working with a lot of the big financial groups like BlackRock, Vanguard, and I think they mentioned Bank of America. And so, you know, Target and a lot of these corporations get their funding and financing from them. So it's kind of a ripple effect, you know, going down to the financial groups, down to these corporations. And it's all tied into the global thing where you're going to end up with social credits. And mm-hmm. these corporations are going along with it so that they'll have the social credits and whatever else is needed, you know, to stay in business. So it's really an evil intent. It's, you know, these globalists, they're just trying to do in our country and they're doing it gradually.
Yeah, that's right, Mary. Whenever you have a question about why something is happening or why someone is so adamant to push something on you, follow the money. It's right. True in politics and it's true of every institution in this country. Teachers unions, why do they want to shut down the schools? Follow the money, right? Big pharma, why are they pushing certain things on us? Follow the money. And it's no different with the ESG or with the radical CRT, the radical gender ideology. These global organizations are pushing corporate America into and pressuring them into forcing this stuff down their throats of their consumers. And I guarantee there's a lot of people that work in the upper management at Bud Light or especially the MLB, some of these other organizations that don't agree with these ideologies, but follow the money. They're going to lose their paychecks if they don't abide by it. And these massive corporations will be pressured by these global groups, World Economic Forum. You said it yourself. Fox News, by the way, is one of the massive corporations that has an A-plus rating from the WEF and the WGO. So just throwing that out there for you. This is Caroline Leavitt on the Howie Carr Show, the Grace Curley Show. And when we come back, we will be joined by the general manager of Pine Hospitality Group and the Community Oven in Epping, where me and Howie Carr will be on Friday. He'll be talking about what they offer, what they serve. Stay with us. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm Caroline Leavitt on the Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. The show that doesn't take itself too seriously.
I have a joke for you.
Okay.
The government in this town is excellent and uses your tax dollars efficiently.
It's the Grace Curley Show.
Not a joke.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Caroline Leavitt on the Grace Curley Show. Thanks for sticking with us the last couple of hours. We had some great callers, a great discussion. Howie Carr will be taking over in about 10 minutes at 2 o'clock. But before that, we are joined by a great guest, Connor from the Community Oven Pizza up in Epping, New Hampshire. He's the general manager there, and that's where me and Howie Carr will be on Friday for our live audience show from 12 to 6. Connor, thanks so much for calling in to talk about the show that we are so excited to be at, and I hope you're excited to host on Friday.
Oh, yes, we are very excited to have you down.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. So for those that may have not been listening to you last week, Connor, when you called in for the Cheap Bastard deal, and by the way, for those who didn't catch it, we still have gift cards available at thehowiecarshow.com. Click on store. You can get your gift card for $25. It's valued at $50 for the Community Oven in Epping. Connor, why should people go on our website and buy these gift cards and come to Community Oven in Epping? You know I'm a huge fan of the pizza there. Walk us through the menu and what folks will be able to order and enjoy on Friday.
Absolutely. So obviously our specialty is pizza. All of our pizzas are wood-fired. We make our dough and sauce from scratch. We have our own house cheese and herb blend. We have a lot of combinations on the menu that we've created, but you can also build your own. We have tons of toppings. We also feature calzones, salads, sandwiches, and a great bunch of appetizers to choose from. We have a full bar there as well, so there's something for everyone for sure.
Amazing. And I assume there's plenty of beer options other than Bud Light, right, Connor?
Absolutely. We have a ton of draft lines. Most of them are local drafts that we rotate throughout the year based on what's new and in season.
Amazing. So a lot of our listeners, Connor, as you know, they are Southern New Hampshire, also Massachusetts. I know that Community Oven in Epping is right off of 101. But explain to the viewers how to get there, where it is. It's in a big plaza, right?
Yeah, so it's right off 101 in Brickyard Square Plaza. So it's located in the plaza that has the market basket, the movie theater, the liquor store. And we're right next to the beach plum in Epping.
Amazing. Well, we're looking forward to it. And after the show, people can go over to the New Hampshire State Liquor Store and get their sales tax-free liquor if they so choose. Connor, we're really looking forward to this live show on Friday. And the gift cards that are on our website right now at howiecarshow.com, if you click on store, you can get one for $25. It's valued at $50. They do work at the Community Oven Epping, and we encourage our listeners to go on by, join us Friday, and use up the gift cards. But also, they're available and they're usable at several of the other Pine Hospitality restaurants. So walk us through those if you could, Connor.
Absolutely. So it's also valid Community Oven in Hampton and Shane's Texas Pit, which is our barbecue restaurant located right in Hampton on High Street, featuring Texas-style barbecue. We have a great outdoor space there called the Backyard/Instabar with live music, a can bar, and plenty of outdoor seats. We have our Backyard Burger in Seabrook, which is in the Walmart Plaza, featuring our wings, smash burgers, and a bunch of great snacks. And then we have our Susie Sweets ice cream shelves, which one is in Hampton and one is in Seabrook.
So this deal, you can get ice cream, you can get barbecue, you can get pizza, you can get calzones. I'm not sure why anyone wouldn't want to partake in this deal, Connor. It's fantastic. And we really, really appreciate your hosting us on Friday. I hope your staff is ready, Connor, because the last time Howie and I went to a great restaurant like this in New Hampshire, it was packed and people were staking out at the tables. They were drinking and eating all day. And it was a really fun day. So I assume you guys are locked, loaded, ready to go for Friday's big remote show with myself and Howie.
Absolutely. Well, all hands on deck, ready to see you all and have a great time.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Connor, and we'll see you Friday at the Community Oven in Epping, New Hampshire. Jared, I'm so sorry you can't after that.
I know. That sounds great. And I'm obviously a huge pizza guy. So I like the make your own pizzas.
Yeah.
It's just a great
What's your
option.
Topping of choice?
Most of the time, I'm just a cheese guy, but if I do toppings, yeah. I do like green peppers, onions, and mushrooms.
Ooh, that sounds terrific.
That's my go-to
combo. It's basically a salad.
It is, exactly. It's a healthy pizza. I also like barbecue chicken pizzas quite a bit.
Do you like ranch with
those? I actually don't.
What?
I don't eat ranch. We actually talked about this the other day with Grace, because I guess mayonnaise has overtaken ketchup as the go-to condiment for burgers, and I hate mayonnaise. I hate mayonnaise. I hate
really?
Ranch. I hate it, like all.
So you don't even like mayonnaise?
Sour cream. I don't like it.
So mayonnaise, if it's in like a chicken salad or a tuna salad, you won't eat it.
I can't do it. The thought of mayonnaise makes me gag. The smell of mayonnaise almost makes me violently ill. I can't.
Well, I'll be sure to bring you some pizza with a side of mayonnaise and ranch from the Community Oven next time.
Here's your chicken salad pizza.
That I'm peeling.
Nice and warm, just how you like it.
Well, I like mayonnaise. I also like ranch. I'm about the least picky eater. And one of my favorite pizzas is, people have hot takes on this, Hawaiian. I like a
I'm
good
okay
Hawaiian,
with the Hawaiian pizza.
Pizza.
I don't
think it's tasty.
It.
I like the salty. I like the sweet. I like it all. But anyway, all of you can try all of these types of pizzas and more on Friday with myself and Howie. Friday is long years away in Joe Biden's America. I'm sure there will be plenty of news to discuss. We really look forward to it. And don't forget, even if you can't come Friday, you can go online to HowieCarshow.com, click on store, purchase these gift cards. They are available at several different restaurants in the seacoast of New Hampshire. It's summertime, so you best be going up there to enjoy the weather and the beach. It's been great filling in for Grace, as always. We'll see you Friday. This is Caroline Levitt, and I'm turning the mic over to the great Howie Carr. Thanks.